Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
Hello. Moloni Ntumelang. Welcome back to Riding Q. My name is Naledi Ndala, and this is our 9th episode. I'm taking over from our usual host, Naomi, and giving her a well-deserved break. But worry not, you are in safe hands, and our favorite host, Naomi, will be back soon. Coming to you from our beloved Makanda, that is in full festive mode, this episode will deliver reviews from the audience from the show's Ekicheni Moment in Times, followed by an interview with the production team, and to close it off, festive goers reflect on the festival so far. Keep listening and don't miss your cue.
NAF 2022, it will change you, 89.7.
We took it to Ekicheni. With the show being a first of its kind and the description put forth under the ticket sales packing a punch, Masego caught up with some of the audiences to hear what they thought of the show.
Ekicheni is an intergenerational, musical, storytelling experience where the contours of life, loss, and the love of music are traveled and celebrated. We caught up with a few audience members after the show to gather their thoughts.
Any hopes and expectations coming into the show?
We came in with willing hearts and just to receive what they are willing to give us.
And what are your initial thoughts after the show?
Oh, it was great. Harmonic balance, fantastic. The acting, yes, lovely. Oh, I enjoyed the show.
Do you feel like you got your money's worth?
Definitely, yes. Definitely, yes. What I would just ask from them is that to even some songs, they can be like they can utilize the props in the kitchen to make it more intimate. But as far as their musicianship, I'm happy. They are good. They are really good. Yeah, they shouldn't focus on.
I am sold. She told me Uber was in tears.
It for someone that listen like that grew up listening to this kind of music. And I still do listen to that kind of music even today, you know, the likes of Platform One, Ama Hotela Queens, Abu Musi Pakela, you know, and those are considered legends. It hit home. I was like, you know what, and this is my second time watching the show, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it last year, I think.
Oh, you saw it, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, for me, it's I'll come again tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you guys.
Yes. Awesome. And big ups to the band. Big ups to the band. Thank you so much, Mr. Bass Guitar. Oh.
After the audience sang along, during and even after the show, not forgetting the standing ovation the team got, Masego got a chance to interview them after the show and get a sense of what the mood was within the camp.
After many hours of planning and rehearsing, we caught up with the Ekicheni production team to get how they felt after their first performance.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! First performance done and dusted. How are you guys doing?
We are excited!
Oh no, I couldn't.
We are so excited. It was nerve-wracking at first, yes, but yes, as we got into the show, it got better and better and better, and we're happy with the way we did.
And the number of people who came, did you expect more?
We're very happy with the number of people who came, but we would appreciate it if a little more came, but we are happy with the number that came. Yeah.
And what is your message to people who missed the festival?
Who?
What is your message to the people who missed the first performance?
Yeah, they missed on a beautiful opening. They missed on a beautiful opening, but we're still going to be here for the whole week, so they still have a chance to come and check us out.
And the upcoming performances, what should people expect? Any tricks up your sleeve?
We do have a little surprise here and there. Yeah, but they're still going to enjoy the same thing that the first audience saw.
And receive a little bit more.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Teboho, first show done and dusted. How are you feeling?
It would be very, very, very unfair of me to really have any complaints. Although I regard it as a main dress. It's our first show. And as you would know, everything is congested. Yeah, you know, things were condensed and stuff. So, but I want to believe that we had an opportunity to prepare, as we've been rehearsing throughout the week, So yeah, it was a show.
Number of people who came, are you happy? Did you expect more? Did you expect less?
It can't be bad given the fact that we did not really even put up some marketing material. But what I saw in there, it shows that people really are into the arts. People love the crafts. People do support the sector, the arts and creative sector. So, yeah, it was not fully packed. But I want to believe that for a venue that with a capacity of 75, I had about three quarter of that, which is a great sign that, no, as we continue leading up to the last day of the show, people would come and support the show.
A few more performances to go. And how are you approaching the few more performances? What should people expect?
Look, this is theatre, my man. Let me leave everything to the imagination of the consumer, or rather of the supporters. You understand? So, yeah. But we've got a few tricks up our sleeves. But then for now, it's surprises. We want people to come and enjoy what is happening here, so that when we reveal who we really are, that way, yeah. Let us keep it as a surprise.
And what is your message to the people who missed the first show?
No, what I would say is let them come and enjoy what everyone who was here today enjoyed. You see, my brother. So, yeah, people should come and enjoy and enjoy with us as we take them through a journey of love, a journey of life, and a journey of music.
It has been 9 days since the festival started, and a lot has happened. A variety of talent has been showcased. And with that, our reporter, Leah Bona, went to the streets to ask the festival goers what has stood out for them so far.
I think the most exciting thing I've seen is how we're tending to modernize and invite everyone into the African culture. We do that through our food experience, Pakokwen. If you see that food store, we've tried to match up to the other brands, and I think we're flourishing, and I think it's going to get bigger and bigger as time goes, because we want people to experience African culture as much as we do, through food, through engagement with the clients. So yeah, that's the most exciting thing I've seen. I think it's the first time it's happening. It's happening in Cape Town, but I think in the Eastern Cape, to come through with a concept that says African food is as dope as the rest, I think that's groundbreaking.
I think I would say the people, because like it's interesting to like see people with different stories come together, and like the common denominator be like art. You get me? So it really solidifies the fact that art is a universal language.
I think the markets, because there's different types of food and different cultures that we aren't really exposed to, so having the market just opens our eyes.
The amount of stalls, how people have recovered over lockdown and everything like that, and the camaraderie of everybody, the happiness. I must say, there is a spirit here in Bathurst that, in Grahamstown, that is really humbling. And I'm from Bathurst, and being my first time stalling out in the Village Green, where previous years I stalled out around Grahamstown, it's actually exciting.
For me, I think being social once again after a very long time of lockdown, also being like facing people free from masks and like
so true.
Everything, the artwork, the styles, it's just beautiful for me. Yeah.
I was really interested to see Ghetto the Musical, and looking at sort of what younger theater groups are doing. And I think I saw so much potential from that group. I teach theater, and so I'm always looking to see what's new and what's changing. And the production has some rough edges, but was so interesting to watch.
Mine would be Hello, Bye Bye, Coco, Come In, which is a spoken word poetry performance piece, and it's based off of, and I'm blanking, of course, on her name right now, but the artist has projections and reads poetry, and it's just incredible. Like the it comes together just magnificent. It's great to see work by Black queer women talking about what it means to be a kind of a success and the ways in which that becomes its own sort of kind of spectacle for other people, where you are always performing even when you're not. So it's really, really a beautiful piece. Highly recommended. I'm going to see it again, I think.
We've seen a bunch of comedy shows. They've all been quite good. Stuart Taylor was really good. Adrian? He was very funny. We've also seen I Don't Swear by Tobias. It was very good. So, I would say the comedy shows have been good.
I like the Vincent van Gogh show. It was very eye-opening and was a well-put-together show.
For me, it's I really loved the dancing. It was actually really cool. And then also the Undead Generation was also a really cool band to go and see.
One of the dance things, what's it, Seven Ways to Say Goodbye? Absolutely amazing. The dances were fantastic. The style is what I love. It was absolutely gorgeous.
The Jedi 360 at the carnival, very scary. It keeps you upside down. Very tiring as well, makes you vomit and all of that.
Probably would be the shows, like the acting shows. Like it gives a, like it, they play with your emotions, and there's the ups and the downs and the suspense. So you like, you don't know what's going to happen next, and there's a variety of different shows, like a comedy show, and then there's this and there's that. So there's just been a lot of diversity throughout this festival.
Well, to me, the most exciting thing would be the fire dance at the PJ Hill. It's really cool. She dances with fireballs and has massive fire shooting out from her skull. It's awesome.
So the most exciting thing that I've seen so far is the Ringo show. Amazing. It was absolutely stunning. I have never enjoyed a show as much as I did, and I connected to it so much to a point whereby we just kept on singing. Even when he stopped, we just continued with the song. So it was really amazing.
To be honest, the festival isn't the way it used to be. So like we were expecting a lot of new things to come, but it's like it's more of a downgrade. Yeah. But to me, it's just VG at the moment, because there's no stalls in High Street, and the rides are, I don't know, it's just not popping anymore.
It's not the festival that it used to be.
It is not at all like previous art festivals, okay? So there's no excitement, there's no students on campus, there's nothing really being promoted or marketed.
Nothing is interesting at all, because like COVID-19, the pandemic like has changed. People are broke, and as you can see now, but people are like, I come to Namaling work at this time, yeah.
This festival is a bit quiet compared to previous ones. So it just seems a bit strange that there's not much to do.
I second Mandy the way I eat Mandy got corn.
Nothing. Because it's boring.
Right on cue. Hashtag NAF2022.
With that, beautiful people, that is how we conclude day 9 of our National Arts Festival. Do not forget to follow our social pages. For more at Q Online on Instagram, at First on Twitter, and at Q First on Facebook. I know you can't wait for episode 10, and so can't we. And don't forget to tune in on Q Radio at RMR at 89.7 FM. The times are 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 5 p.m. Thank you for listening. It's bye for now. Cheers.
Right on cue. Hashtag NAF 2022.